Christian, Christian. Meenakshi Temple segment. And now you're going to listen to Tara the Star Narsimhan bringing us Temple Times from Meenakshi Temple. What's happening at Meenakshi Temple and beautiful melodious songs on Meenakshi from Meenakshi.
Radha Sameta Krishna. Radha Sameta Krishna. Krishna Jaya Radha Sameta Krishna Jaya Radha Sameta Krishna Sameta Krishna Sameta Krishna Radha Sameta Krishna
Namaste, Vanakkam, and good morning, listeners. We are very excited to bring this radio show presented by Sri Meenakshi Temple, which represents the root of all religions, mother of all religions, most ancient of all religions, that is Sanatana Dharma, often referred to by its practitioners called Hinduism. Hinduism sought out by recognize the principles and practices that would lead any individual to become a better human being and understand and live in harmony with Dharma. I am Tara Narsimhan and present this program on behalf of Sri Meenakshi Temple, which is located in Pearland. The glory of Vedic Dharma adds value to any ordinary being. This radio show on Sanatana Dharma celebrates the past, addresses the present, and blesses the future. It is eternal universal law on principle that governs everyone, irrespective of race, religion, belief, and practices. As we are talking about different types of worship, different types of bhakti, different types of love, which is kama, that can be serving God in many different ways. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandhanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Natmanivedanam. These are the methods in which you can show your bhakti. And in this bhakti rasa, one gets deeply involved into showing many, many forms of worship. And one of them is also a prayer to our parents, guru and bhakti, which can be also explained as follows in this Guru Shlokam that I next play this song. Beautiful, beautiful dedication. Thank you. prayer to Tvaveva Mata, the father, the mother, guru and Bhagwan. So that was a dedication to all the people who not only just take care of you but also shower their love towards all Atsvas, and every being on earth shows that Vatsalya Bhava, the motherly love, as well as whatever that you see, Shringara Rasa, which we will be talking about today. We are here to talk about Meenakshi Temple activities that are coming up in the month of February and March. And here are the rest of the month's scheduled calendar. And today's Ratha Saptami is being celebrated at Sri Meenakshi Temple. Subramanya Abhishekam on 15th of February. Ekadashi falls on 18th of February. And Punarvasu Rama Abhishekam on the 19th. Pradosha Puja for Nandi and Shiva will happen on 20th of February. 22nd Shravana and Subramanya Abhishekam with Masi Magam. Satyanarayana Puja also happens on 22nd February. And on Shankatahara Chaturthi on the 26th. Masi Maham, a festival that is celebrated on Monday, 22nd of February at Subramanya Sannidhi with Shakti Vel. And now I beautifully present this song, which is on Lord Muruga. And this is the Subramanya, who is also celebrated on the Masi Magam festival with Shakti Vel, Abhishekam and Dheeparadhana. Listeners, I bring you this beautiful song because Muruga has got a lot of connotation with why we, you know, we are talking about Valentine's Day in the beginning of this program. And the significance of why we are doing it in our program has got meaning to it. Because the Sringara Rasa is extremely part of our Hindu culture, our Hindu dharma. And even now, this Lord Muruga, whom we are speaking about, has a kind of a connotation or reference to here. How was Muruga? How was Lord Subramanya born? This Kanda Purana narrates, Shiva first wed Dakshayani named Sati, and this was also part of our quiz today, actually. Adi Shakti, the granddaughter of Brahma, daughter of Daksha, as a Vishnu devotee, and she never like symbolized with the destruction of evil and detachment. Daksha publicly insults the Yajna, and Dakshayani immolates herself. Yajna is destroyed by Shiva avatar of Veerabhadra. Veerabhadra took sacrificial vessels and polluted the offering. He went into meditation. Devas managed to Shiva married to Parvati, Dakshayani, by making Manmada, the lord of love, also known as Kama, the god of love, to awaken him from his penance. But Manmada incurred Lord's wrath, indicated the opening of the third eye, Netrakand, that is, in between his eyebrows, and being destroyed and resurrected. Shiva's hands over effluence of the third eye destroyed Manmada to Agni, as he alone is capable of handling it until it comes to a desired offspring. But even Agni, tortured by its heat, hands over Ganga, who in turn deposits it in the lake forest of the reeds of the Shravana star. Then Goddess Parvati took the form of the water body, and she alone is capable of taming the tejas of Shiva, her consort. The child finally born in this forest of Vana is of six faces: Ishanam, Tatpurusham, Vamadevam, Aghoram, Satyajatam, and Adhomukham. He is first spotted and cared by the six women representing, and Kritika in the nakshatra. Then he was known as Kartikeya, Kumara. And we celebrate Masi Maham festival in Houston at Sri Meenakshi Temple. Please mark your calendar. This will happen on February 22nd on Monday at Sri Meenakshi Temple. I also bring you this beautiful song as we conclude from the Nalaira Divya Prabandham. This is a beauty of Lord Krishna being born and how he is put to sleep through this beautiful Talatu song, or a song that is sung to all the babies when we make them sleep in the little cradle, thinking of them as Lord Krishna's avatar themselves. So here it is, Manikam Katti.
வைரமிடை கட்டி ஆணி பொன்னார் செய்த வண்ண சிறு தொட்டி பேணி உனக்கு பிரம்மன் விடு தந்தா மாணி குரளனே தாலேலோ வையமளந்தானே தாலேலோ மாணிக்கம் கட்டி வைரமிடை கட்டி ஆணி பொன்னார் செய்த வண்ண சிறு தொட்டு பேணி உனக்கு பிரம்மன் விடு தந்தார் மாணி குரளனே தாலேலோ வையமளந்தானே சேவடி கிங்கிணியும் அங்கை சரிவளையும் நானுமறை தொடரும் அங்கன்
சும்பில் அமரர்கள் போத்தந்தார் செங்கட்கருமுகிலே தாரேலோ தேவகி சிங்கமே தாரேலோ சங்கின்ப.
And that was Manika Tottil, and it is a lullaby that has been sung to Brahma has sent you this little golden cradle studded with rubies and diamonds. You measured the earth. The buffalo rider Shiva has sent you girdles of gold beads alternating in beautiful pear-shaped drops, perfectly befitting your waist. Oh, my master, the radiant chest of beautiful lotus feet. Indra gave these ankle bells. Oh, Lord Krishna, go to sleep. This is the beautiful song. And with one more announcement coming from Sri Meenakshi Temple, we will move on to Hindus of Greater Houston segment. MTS invites you to participate at the Mahashivratri cultural event happening on March 7th, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Ganesh Temple. Classical dance and vocal register online to Google Forms, and you can go to emeenakshi.org. You can also contact Mala Gopal at gopal.mala@gmail.com. That is gopal.mala@gmail.com. Hinduism, Dharma classes and spiritual satsang happen every Sunday 10:30 to 11:30 with many topics on principles and practices of Hindu Dharma, rituals, meditation, Ramayana, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita and teachings of several gurus. This is happening at Sri Meenakshi Temple, Golden Group. Meet at Purushottama Yoga. A.K. Subramaniam is in charge, and you can also visit online for our more information. We will be back next Sunday bringing you this segment presented by Sri Meenakshi Temple. And then now we move on to Hindus of Greater Houston. And I now we bring you this song, which is Satvik Karta. We will talk about Satvik Karta as we begin the segment. And here is the beautiful song, Satvik Karta.
जिसकी अविचल राष्ट्र भावना अविरत चलती कर्म साधना सात्विक करता जिसकी अविचल राष्ट्र भावना जिसकी अविचल राष्ट्र भावना अविरत चलती कर्म साधना भक्ति ज्ञान श्रद्धा की सरिता वही समझ लो सात्विक करता सात्विक करता
सबसे न्यारी तत्वनिष्ठ फिर भी व्यवहारी जिसकी हर कृति सबसे न्यारी यश अप यश में स्थित प्रज्ञता यश अप यश में स्थित प्रज्ञता वही समझ लो सात्विक करता.
And that was Sattvic Karta, character-oriented education that instills basic values and ethnic values to one's psyche is called value-based education. The subject enables us to understand what is valuable for human happiness, which is value, education, and it needs to visualize our goals correctly or also helps us to remove our confusions and contradictions and bring harmony to all levels of remove us our confusions and contradictions and rightly utilize the technological innovations. Values form basis of all thoughts, behaviors and actions. Once we know what is valuable, the anchor of our actions also understands the universality of human values. Because of this, we will have definite and common program, and that is a happy and a harmonious human society. Welcome to Hindus of Greater Houston, sponsored by the Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. Hindus of Greater Houston celebrates Janmashtami festival grandly at the George Auburn Convention Center every year. We partner with also the Holi festival with Music Masala that will be coming up on March 26th from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Houston Farm and Ranch. For more details will be shared in our website. We bring you all these beautiful songs in Hindus of Greater Houston segment and announcements that is happening around Houston and at the temples of Houston. And I have Sridharji who will help me bring those announcements.
Get set, listeners, to interact with us in Inquest of Hinduism around 1:40-ish today. Today's topic is Jayadeva's Gita Govinda. Very interesting topic, very deep topic. Now, we are covering Houston events brought to you by Hindus of Greater Houston. More info you can find about Hindus of Greater Houston at hindusofhouston.org. Now, event one, Vedanta Society of Greater Houston, located at 14809 Lindita Drive, has classes every Sunday from 10:30 to 12:30 p.m. on Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, and also on first and third Sunday, Bhagavad Gita, second Sunday on works of Swami Vivekananda, fourth Sunday, Holy Mother Sarada's Gospel, fifth Sunday, Swamis of Ramakrishna Order. Visit their website, houstonvedanta.org, or you can contact them at 281-584-0488. iLifestyle class, Ashirwad iLifestyle class. iLifestyle stands for Indian Lifestyle Classes. Offered in KT every Saturday from 9 a.m. to all the way 1 p.m. And what they cover in the heritage class, lifestyle class, they teach meditation, yoga, slokas, stories from Hindu scriptures, Vishnu Sahasranamam, bhajans, a lot of competitions and fun activities, you know, based on the kids' lifestyle in USA. Also, they offer added meditation classes. You can register online at ashirwadablessing.org or contact 281-995-0930. That's me, Sri Raula. And moving on to Gaudiya Matha, Sri Govinda G. Gaudiya Matha, located at 16628 Keith Arrow Boulevard, Houston. They have satsang on Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m. That's today in the evening. You can be there. Mantra meditation, kirtan, Sanatan Dharma classes, Vedic education and Hindu classes for kids. Gita classes noon to 1:30 p.m. Wednesdays. Anuman Chalisa and Ram Charitmanas on Tuesdays, 7:30 to 8:30. So suit yourself, lot of options. You can call them at 281-499-3347 or email them at info@sggm.org. Mahatma Gandhi Library Book Club meets every second Sunday of each month from 12:30 p.m. at Arya Samaj of Greater Houston, located at 13475 Schiller Road. Join the discussion of great man, that is Mahatma Gandhi's autobiography, the story of my experience experiments with truth. You can call Manish Wani at 713-829-6979. That's Houston Events, brought to you by Hindus of Greater Houston.
Okay, and furthermore, Foundation of India Studies proudly announces its 10th anniversary and completion of 50 oral history interviews. And it's pleased to invite all to come and join in their celebration of the Indo-American Heritage Day, Saturday, March 26th at 1 p.m. The event will take place at the historical Julia Addison Library, located in 550 McKinney Street, that is the main downtown library. This is a free event co-sponsored by Houston Public Library and the Community College System. Foundation of India Studies is a recipient of the 2015 MLK Grand Marshals Award celebrating Indo-American Heritage Day, and this falls on March 26th. And one more announcement from the Texas Yoga Conference, Year 7, February 19th to 21st, India House, located in 8888 West Belford. Inform adults and youth through education materials, workshop, classes, training, benefits, breathing techniques, meditation, and yoga to promote wellness. We believe yoga is preventative and complementary treatment of diseases often caused by stress. Our intention is to promote not only teachers of practice, but yoga as well for life, fostering peace and wholeness of the masses. Founded in 2009 by the founder, Breathe the Cure, a Texas 501c, Jenny Burgermeister, who organized the annual event with local studios in Houston, with support from all over the state. And this is February 8th, 19th to 21st at India House. These are the happenings. I'm going to bring you some information about the Hindu faith. What is it that is special about Hindu faith? Let me now bring you the song on Lord Krishna.
Radha Madhava Praticharita Miti. Radha Madhava Praticharitamiti Bodhavaham Pratibhushanam. Radha Madhava Praticharitamiti Bodhavaham Pratibhushanam. Radha Madhava Praticharitamiti. Rahasiratim prerayati sakhi gahane tvamapi gatva gatva rahasiratim prerayati sakhi viharata sada vilasam sau viharata sada vilasam sau vihat grihasau vivasau sau vihat grihasau vivasau sau radha madhav praticharitamiti bodhavaham kritibhushanam radha madhav praticharitamiti. Shri Venkata ಚರಣ ಖೇಲ ವಿಮುಖ ಶ್ರೀ ವೆಂಕಟಗಿರಿ ದೇವಾಯ ಪಾವನ ರಾಧಾ ಪರಿರಂಭ ಸುಖ ಪಾವನ ರಾಧಾ ಪರಿರಂಭ ಸುಖ ಶ್ರೀ ವೈಭವ ಸುಖಿರೋ ಭವತಿ ಶ್ರೀ ವೈಭವ ಸುಖಿರೋ ಭವತಿ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಪ್ರತಿಚರಿತಮಿತಿ ಬೋಧಾವಹಂ ಪ್ರತಿಭೂಷಣಂ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಪ್ರತಿಚರಿತಮಿತಿ.
Want to interact with Geeta ji as well as Sridhar ji on this beautiful song. This is an Annamacharya Kriti. This was sung by Annamacharya when he went to see Balaji in Venkateshwara in Tirupati. He immediately responded, the beautiful area, the beautiful place, and he talks about Mahavishnu taking the avatar of Lord Krishna as how he would have kind of related with Radha.
Wow,
so then
wow,
that is
beautiful.
The imagination of a poet at the Tirupati temple. This is where I got this. And Srin Sridharji is a very active in giving us a lot of statistics. I found this in a beautiful kind of a esamskriti.org that comes from the United Kingdom. Who are the happiest people in the group of the religious sects in UK? They did a survey. And the happiest scoring well above the national average was just under demographics of the people who consider themselves in very good health and happiness is, number one, is Hindus.
Wow.
Wow.
All right. Yes.
And they were followed by other religions. Christians of all denominations were the second happiest, followed by the Sikhs, the Guru Nanak followers, and the Buddhists. Those followed these religions were happier than the average of 7.3 out of 10. In addition to happiness, it is also life satisfaction, worthwhile, anxiety, all of this was ranked. And the average nationally life satisfaction was 7.5, feeling that what you do in life is worthwhile, an average 7.8 scores high for the Hindus. Why?
Wow.
Okay. My question is, why, Geeta ji?
What was that? Sorry, somebody wrote me a text message about Lord Krishna.
I see. You got involved, immersed in Krishna. Well, the religious groups of different faith, what is the one thing people hang on to in Hinduism that makes them very happy?
I think it's bhakti. Bhakti is the one, because bhakti, from bhakti emanates love, and you know, all that love and devotion, from bhakti you get happiness. You know, simply right here, I can just listen to half a song of Krishna and feel happy.
Yeah.
So like that, we are all involved in bhakti, right? All different gods, but you know, bhakti is the main thing,
yeah.
I feel.
I'm coming to the point that Radha Madhava Praticharita Miti, this is what the song of Annamacharya was. Mm-hmm. And it says, the transcendental love, the love song represents Radha and Krishna, the divine couple, is all attractive and playful. The meaning of this great song is Krishna, the lover of Radha, displays amorous pastimes in the groves of Vrindavana. He is the lover of cowherd and maidens of the Vraja, holder of the great hill named Govardhana, the beloved son of Mother Yashoda, delighter of the inhabitants of Vraja, and he wanders in the forest along the banks of River Yamuna. What better imagination a poet can have than describe the beauty Radha Madhava Prati Charitamiti.
And he wrote 30,000 songs.
Yes.
30,000. Annamacharya ji.
Uh-huh.
Wow, what a great devotee.
And that is what we are celebrating. The poets who have lovely, lovely imagination of bringing out the bhakti rasa and the shringara rasa. What is shringara rasa? The time for our coming up topic. And that was a beautiful song that I presented, which will be followed by yet another song as we go into our public open line for talking about
Geeta Govindam.
Geeta
Govindam. Yes, and here we go. Yet another beautiful song on Lord Krishna and Radha.
Geeta
sings in a beautiful ragam called Kamavardhini that makes you, you know, feel totally emotional.
Gopalam Kalyana Gopalam Karunalavalam Malya Lankritamide Madana Gopalam Kalyana Gopalam.
It is time for our quest of Hinduism, and today we are talking about Jayadeva's Geeta Govindam. Who is Jayadeva and what is Geeta Govindam? Poetry. Jayadeva was born in the 11th century in Bindu Vilva village near Puri Jagannath temple in Orissa. His wife Padmavati was an accomplished temple dancer. He was very much influenced by the culture and devotion of the Vaishnava Brahmanas. His magnum opus Geeta Govindam is one of the most popular compositions in Sanskrit language, describing the divine love of Radha and Krishna. Krishna's youthful dalliances with the gopis are interpreted with symbolic loving interplay between God and the human soul. Radha's utterly rapturous love for Krishna and their relationship is often interpreted as the quest of union with the divine. This kind of love is the highest form of devotion and spiritual longing and experience. The Rasa dance is symbolic of this. Krishna, the supreme mystic, expanded himself in many forms and stood beside each gopi. Placing his hands on the shoulders of the gopis on both sides of him, he began to dance in their midst. The mystic expansions of Krishna were not perceived by the gopis because Krishna appeared alone to each one of them. All these gopis are expansions of Krishna's pleasure potency that are within our grasp and experience. Poet Jayadeva describes the gopis' dance with Krishna is the essence of spring, that is, arrival of joyous times. You know, that is why we celebrate Vasanta Panchami, Ratha Saptami, whatever you call it, it is all celebration of love and nothing but love in many forms and spiritual form most of all. Geetaji?
Yes, I'm lost. I'm lost in Geeta Govindam. Taraji, I think this is also designed. He wrote it in such a way people can dance. The footwork, the music was composed in such a way that gopis, whoever pursued themselves as gopis to Krishna, they can dance and express their love, because music kind of, even just the vocal instrument, we can express our love to divine. you know, become one with divine, with dance, and such a beautiful, I mean, we need these instruments to express ourselves and take ourselves to that state of mind. And I think India offers all kinds of things, so many instruments to feel that oneness of divine. What's up, Sriji?
No, I'm very, very, you know, perplexed with all the organization in this work. It has 12 chapters.
Yes.
Subdivided into 24 divisions called prabandhas.
Prabandhas.
The prabandhas contain couplets, that is dohas, right? Yeah, dohas.
Mm-hmm. Doha.
So grouped into eights.
Eight.
Called astapadis. So it is mentioned that Radha is greater than Krishna in this work.
Yes.
So mind you,
yeah.
Radhe Radhe.
Radhe Radhe.
Yes. Not the ever lover boy Krishna.
Krishna.
Yes, because our love is you know crosses all bounds. So the text also elaborates the eight moods of the heroine. That's why they're astapadis, I think. The Astanayika, which has been inspiration for many compositions all along for all famous dances.
Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful. Each Ashtapadi is so beautiful. And because I am a Bharatanatyam, you know, I learned Bharatanatyam. So I personally, for me, that dance that emanates from his compositions really impress me. Like, you know, that's what I do when I listen to a song, you know, first offering goes to God, you know, and these Ashtapadis kind of give that beat to it. So, Geeta Govindam, and much, 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 like you said, Radha's love is, you know, Radha is a higher form of love than Krishna. Krishna loves her, Krishna worships her, Krishna, you know, loves and worships Radha Rani.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's one thing which comes out of there, I think, very prominently, dedicated
and
to Radhaji.
Yeah, I have selected a few songs, and the first song is Dheera Samire. This is a selection of Radha, Sakhi trying to tell Radha to go meet Krishna, who is waiting for her in the banks of the Yamuna River. Let's listen to this one, and then I'm going to film a film music number which is most popular, and I think people can relate to that song also. Vrindavan ki Ojo Leela Nandakumaram.
And listeners, if you
సుఖ సారే కదమ పిసారే ప్రతి సుఖ సారే కదమ పిసారే మదన మనోహర వేషం ప్రతి సుఖ సారే కదమ పిసారే మదన మనోహర వేషం కురు నిదంబిణి గమన విళంబనం నకురు నిదంబిణి గమన విళంబనం అనుశరతం హృదయేశం అనుశరతం హృదయేశం ధీర సమీరే చంచల కరయుగ శాయాలి చంచల కరయుగ శాయాలి ధీర సమీరే యమునా తీరే ధీర స సంకేతం నామ సమేతం కృత సంకేతం నామ సమేతం కృత సంకేతం వాదయతే మృదువేణు నామ సమేతం కృత సంకేతం వాదయతే మృదువేణు బహుమనుతే తనుతే తను సంకత బహుమనుతే తనుతే తను సంకత పవన చలిత మపి రేణు పవన చలిత మపి రేణు
Talking about Yamuna, I wish Yamuna looked as beautiful as those times. Now I feel sad when you go to Delhi.
Yeah.
You see that Yamuna waters, there is no water.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. Even 40, 50 years ago, it was much beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think though they are making a lot of efforts to make Yamuna and Ganga much more beautiful than it is, the environmental conscious people are trying to do that. But I can imagine how Yamuna would have been, because that is where even Taj Mahal, you know, when Shah Jahan wanted to build, why did he choose that particular place? He put in so much effort to bring one of the outstanding pieces of art, but he chose Yamuna River. Because that Yamuna River has special kind of a thing in it, because Krishna's feet was danced in those waters.
In those waters, yes, beautiful. And we are talking about Gita Govindam. If anybody wants to participate, they can sure call us 281-277-6874. I would like to tell about how Radha feels for Krishna. And one of the Ashtapadis written by Jayadeva, in chapter 6, Radha says, Jayadeva is imagining what Radha feels for Krishna. Radha tells, "Hey Sakhi, hey friend," to her friend. So she's telling about Krishna, complaining basically. She says, "Krishna has abandoned me and now he goes away with other gopis. I know that it is futile to express my love for him. Still, what am I to do? My attachment for him is so powerful that it will not go away under any circumstances. I just go on enumerating his wonderful qualities. When I realize my eminence, I become maddened and ecstasy. I cannot be angry with him, even by mistake, and I feel satisfied when I overlook his faults. I ardently love him, long for him at every moment. Sakhi, my friend, I cannot forget him. My heart wants only him." So beautiful. Every gopi feels that. Even though he ignores us, we are still attached to him. But he doesn't actually ignore. You know, we are all his. He's like a big father to all of us. He is a Twameva Mata Cha Pita Twameva. Like Taraji prayed beautifully a few minutes back. He's father of us. He is the lover boy, and all the gopis feel this. And this is what actually will enhance us to the oneness, the samadhi state. This is bhakti yoga, nothing but bhakti yoga, all way in complete devotion.
And so lot of experts says, who is Radha?
Radha
is the Ahladini Shakti of Sri Krishna itself.
Sri Krishna
himself.
Yes, the feminine energy of Krishna also, you can call her. Yes, she is none other than Krishna himself. And all these Ashtapadis were so beautiful. You know, when you fall in love, what happens first? You become a poet, right? Mm-hmm. All these great devotees, I really love them, Jayadeva and Annamaya. I didn't still become, Sridharji is looking at me, I didn't become a poet, but I gave a title to Krishna. Mm-hmm. I came up with one word. No, next is poetess. That is, I call him nowadays Mr. Cosmos. So that is not in the Sahasranamas, Krishna Sahasranamas. So it's a unique name which I give. I call him Mr. Cosmos. So beautiful Gita Govindam. Thank you, Taraji, really, for bringing this topic. today you made it so wonderful with all this bliss and bhakti and everything. All the songs that you played were so beautiful.
Oh, one more melodious music coming up. And before, you know, I just wanted to say the Sringara Rasa is something that it is very deep, that as you said, it is divine. And I think it is kind of makes you much more relaxed in your mind. And yeah, let me now bring you this song. I'm also going to play the final music that I would like to play. It is like a film song, I told you.
Yes, yes.
Today is karaoke. Everybody karaoke. Can sing along with
sing.
That song.
Okay, I'm
okay?
going to dance.
Sure, you can. And here is one melodious music, Gayanti Vanamali. This is all the melodious music of Unnikrishnan. I just selected this and this one, the melody in which they had recorded it. I think they've done a beautiful job and each one is so touching and beautiful.
He has a very deep voice. Deep voice.
Vanamali Madhuram Gayati Vanamali Gayati Vanamali Madhuram Gayati Vanamali Madhuram Gayati Vanamali Maduram Gayati Vanamali.
And as I said, Lord Krishna sings in the forest sweetly. Lord Krishna plays his flute. The breeze laid in incense of the flowers on the banks of Yamuna, crowded by the sages, in the crowd of parrots, cuckoos, birds, and from within curved hairs resembling the rich cloud, who like the tulsi leaves and ornament. These are all beautiful, beautiful poetry and imagination that is composed by these poets who sing in praise of Lord Krishna. I think we are almost coming to the last kind of a time that we are doing this program, Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. And before we do the concluding remarks, sing with all of us joining together, Brindhavan Ka Krishna Kanaya.
Yay!
वृंदावन का कृष्ण कन्हैया सबकी आंखों का प्यारा वृंदावन का कृष्ण कन्हैया सबकी आंखों का तारा मन ही मन को जले राधिका मोहन को है सबका प्यारा कृष्ण कन्हैया सबकी आंखों का तारा
गोविंदम सो
वी आर इवन टुडे तारा और गीता दोनों के साथ हमारा ये प्रोग्राम आप सबको धन्यवाद हमारे से जाने का थैंक यू
एंड गाइज वी रियली appreciate your support. This show, Voice of Sanatan Hinduism show, is supported by Sanatan Hindu Center, which also arranges funeral and cremation services in the Hindu traditional way. Call us at 281-459-0833 and we will take care of your cremation needs. And a really big, big thanks to all our Sanatan Hindu listeners, our sponsors, donors, supporters, volunteers, all the hosts and co-hosts, and Masala Radio and our Sanatan board members, directors. So we will be back here next Sunday, same time, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time on 11:10 a.m. And you can listen to us on sanatanhinducenter.org, our 24 hours online radio. So guys, have a wonderful, wonderful day. Lot of love to you. Lot of grace to you. Stay positive. Enjoy your day and enjoy your week. God bless you all.
Om Shanti.